Welcome back to the Mbago Media Finance Podcast. Today, we're diving deep into a truly fascinating market phenomenon, the rare triple-digit rally, and what history can teach us about the S&P 500 and the road ahead, especially looking towards 2026.
That's right. It's not every day you see the S&P 500 delivering double-digit gains for multiple years in a row. On the surface, it sounds like just another strong market period. But when you zoom out over 153 years of data, this kind of sustained, high-octane performance is incredibly uncommon.
Exactly. We're talking about a statistical anomaly here, a pattern that has only repeated a handful of times. It's not just a good run, it's a signal. Understanding these historical echoes might just give us a crucial lens through which to view the coming years, particularly 2026. It requires a deep dive into historical market data, charting decades to see where these powerful, sustained upward movements have occurred.
And when we identify them, we're not just looking at numbers. We're looking at periods shaped by profound economic shifts and groundbreaking technological advancements. History points to a couple of notable instances, one significant cluster around 1897 to 1899, and another, perhaps more famously, from 1927 to 1929, right before the Great Crash.
Those periods were defined by seismic shifts. The late 1890s saw the explosion of electrification and industrialization, fundamentally reshaping economies. The late 1920s, of course, brought the automobile and radio, fostering unprecedented optimism and expansion. Each shared a common thread, a powerful wave of innovation promising boundless future prosperity, translating into sustained, robust market gains.
And that brings us to today. The question isn't just if the market is performing exceptionally, but why, and more importantly, what does this rare pattern portend for 2026? We're not just observing a good market, we're witnessing characteristics seen only twice before in 153 years. It sets the stage for an analysis that must go beyond daily headlines to understand these deeper historical precedents.
Absolutely. So, let's start by dissecting the primary driver of the current market narrative, the AI revolution. At the heart of this impressive performance is the meteoric rise of artificial intelligence. It's the buzzword on everyone's lips, the sector investors are rushing into, and it's not hard to see why.
Companies deeply involved in AI development and application have seen their valuations skyrocket. And because many of these are large-cap companies, their influence on major indices like the S&P 500 is disproportionately significant. You see names like Nvidia and Alphabet posting truly astounding gains, often well into the double digits within a single year.
This isn't just a few stocks doing well, it's a concentrated surge that's lifting the entire index. This investor enthusiasm for AI is predicated on the belief that this technology represents a genuine paradigm shift, a game changer on par with historical revolutions like the internet or even the telephone.
The narrative is that AI will fundamentally alter business operations, making them faster, cheaper, and vastly more efficient. Beyond optimizing existing processes, it's seen as a powerful engine for innovation, capable of unlocking entirely new products, services, and industries. This potential for widespread disruption and value creation is what's fueling the supercharged performance.
But here's the critical question that looms over this AI-driven surge: is this enthusiasm grounded in genuine, long-term transformative potential, or is it a case of speculative exuberance, a modern-day bubble? We've seen this pattern before with new technologies.
That's the AI hype cycle, and it has historical parallels in previous technological waves. The internet boom and bust is a prime example. Incredible innovation eventually led to massive wealth creation, but only after a period of intense speculation and a subsequent, painful correction. Understanding where we are in this cycle is crucial.
Exactly. It begs the question, is AI the sole driver of this rare market pattern, or is it merely one significant factor among others? That leads us to our next point, the role of monetary policy. While AI is the headline grabber, the prevailing interest rate environment has also played a pivotal role.
The Federal Reserve's actions, particularly the series of interest rate cuts over the past year, have created a fertile ground for growth. This accommodative monetary policy has certainly fueled investor optimism and rippled through the entire financial system, creating a backdrop where growth seems more achievable.
The mechanics are straightforward but profoundly impactful. Lower interest rates mean the cost of borrowing for corporations decreases significantly. This allows companies to finance new projects, expand operations, or buy back their own stock more cheaply, all of which can boost earnings and shareholder value.
Simultaneously, lower rates tend to increase consumer purchasing power. Mortgages, auto loans, and general credit become cheaper, encouraging spending and demand for goods and services. Both reduced corporate borrowing costs and increased consumer spending are powerful tailwinds for overall economic growth and corporate earnings.
And history shows a strong link between accommodative monetary policy and sustained bull markets. When the cost of capital is low and there's ample liquidity, investors are more inclined to take on risk, seeking higher returns in assets like stocks. The narrative of lower for longer has been a powerful force.
But here's the critical factor to consider: the sustainability of this low interest rate environment. Central banks are constantly navigating complex economic landscapes, balancing inflation concerns with growth objectives. The very conditions that have spurred optimism might also lead to a shift in policy.
What happens if the narrative of lower for longer breaks? A pivot in interest rate policy, perhaps towards higher rates to combat renewed inflation, could significantly alter the investment landscape. This pivot could interact with the AI investment thesis in complex ways.
While AI's underlying potential remains, the valuation of AI stocks, often priced for perpetual growth and fueled by cheap money, could become more vulnerable in a higher rate environment. This section really pivots from the immediate why of the rally to a more nuanced examination of its potential sustainability.
Precisely. Now, to truly understand the significance of our current moment, we need to delve into those two prior instances where history presented us with a similar pattern of sustained, double-digit annual gains. These aren't just footnotes, they are case studies.
Let's first revisit the dawn of the 20th century, the late 1890s. This was a period of immense transformation, with electrification rapidly spreading and industrialization reaching new heights. Think of electric streetcars, expanding railway networks, and early industrial conglomerates.
These weren't just technological advancements, they were economic engines that created new industries, new jobs, and a palpable sense of progress. The market sentiment was one of burgeoning confidence, fueled by the tangible outputs of this industrial and technological revolution. Investors saw immense potential for growth and productivity.
But what followed this period of rapid expansion? It's crucial to examine the aftermath, to understand if this boom was sustainable or if it sowed the seeds for future volatility. It offers a narrative and a set of economic forces that can feel eerily familiar.
The second major parallel is the Roaring Twenties, specifically the late 1920s leading up to the crash of 1929. This era is characterized by the widespread adoption of the automobile, the rise of radio, and assembly line production efficiency. These innovations fundamentally reshaped consumer behavior and industrial output.
There was an undeniable sense of exuberance, a feeling that prosperity was limitless. However, alongside the genuine economic progress, there were significant speculative elements. The market was driven not just by underlying economic strength but also by a frenzy of speculation.
Understanding the speculative elements and the underlying economic strength, and how they interacted, is key to drawing lessons. And, of course, the eventual market correction and its precursors are a stark reminder of the cyclical nature of markets. These historical periods provide context, but also a warning.
So, synthesizing these historical parallels with our current situation, the potent AI catalyst and the supportive, albeit potentially shifting, interest rate environment allows us to project potential scenarios for 2026. The pattern suggests we are at a critical juncture.
We've seen the drivers of growth, the technological revolution, and the accommodating financial conditions. But we must also confront the inherent risk embedded within widespread optimism. History teaches us that periods of rapid ascent often carry the seeds of their own correction.
Consider the scenarios. One path sees AI continuing its relentless, disruptive march forward. If the technology delivers on its promises, driving productivity gains and creating new markets, it could fuel further sustained growth. This would represent a continuation of a more sustainable boom.
However, the other side of this coin, the potential for a hard landing or a significant market correction, is equally plausible, especially given the historical context. The concentration of market gains in a few AI-related stocks creates a vulnerability. If these companies falter, or if breakthroughs are delayed, the impact could be severe.
Furthermore, the market's reliance on a low interest rate environment means any significant shift in monetary policy could act as a powerful catalyst for a downturn. The historical precedents of 1929 serve as a potent reminder of how quickly sentiment can change.
So, what are the key indicators to watch for in the coming months that might signal a shift? It's about monitoring the interplay between technological progress, corporate earnings, and monetary policy. Are AI companies delivering tangible results, or is the narrative outpacing reality?
How is inflation behaving, and what signals are central banks sending about future interest rates? Are we seeing broader economic participation, or is growth becoming increasingly concentrated in a few sectors? The pattern suggests a critical juncture is approaching.
This unique market moment calls for a strategic reevaluation of how we approach investing. It's not enough to simply ride the wave, we need to understand the underlying currents and prepare for potential shifts. The impulse to chase the hottest stocks, especially AI, is understandable.
But given the current valuations and the concentrated nature of these gains, evaluating the wisdom of piling into AI stocks at their peak is a prudent exercise. Are these prices reflective of fundamental value, or are they driven by expectations that might not materialize?
This is where diversification strategies beyond the dominant tech narrative become crucial. While AI is transformative, the future is rarely built on a single pillar. Considering a broader allocation across different sectors and asset classes can help mitigate risk.
This might involve looking at companies that benefit from AI indirectly, or exploring sectors that haven't seen the same tech fervor but possess their own robust growth prospects. Ultimately, the importance of scenario planning cannot be overstated.
We must prepare for both continued ascent and the very real prospect of a significant decline. This means stress-testing portfolios against different economic outcomes, understanding the potential impact of interest rate changes, and identifying assets that might perform well in a downturn.
Reevaluating portfolio resilience in the face of historical patterns and emerging risks is key. What does the phrase "history is very clear" truly imply for decision-making today? It implies that patterns of human behavior, economic cycles, and the interplay of innovation and speculation tend to recur.
It suggests that while the specifics may change, the underlying dynamics offer profound lessons. For investors, this means approaching the current rare market moment with a blend of informed optimism and cautious preparedness, drawing on the wisdom of the past to navigate the uncertainties of the future.
And that brings us to our summary. Looking at the factor of sustained double-digit gains, the strength is that it indicates significant economic expansion and investor confidence, likely driven by powerful underlying forces like major technological shifts. The challenge, however, is the heightened risk of reversion to the mean, where extreme positive performance could be followed by stagnation or decline.
Moving to artificial intelligence, AI, the strength and insight lie in its role as a transformative technology with the potential to revolutionize industries and boost productivity. The significant capital flowing into AI companies is a strong market driver. The challenge here is the concern about an AI hype cycle, where valuations might outpace tangible results, and a correction could occur if AI's impact is slower than anticipated.
Regarding monetary policy, the strength is that accommodative policies, like lower interest rates, have provided a supportive environment for market growth, reducing borrowing costs and stimulating demand. The key challenge is the uncertainty surrounding the sustainability of these low rates. Any pivot towards higher rates could significantly alter the investment landscape and affect highly valued stocks.
For historical parallels, the strength is that past instances of similar market performance, like the late 1890s and late 1920s, were periods of significant innovation and economic expansion, demonstrating how transformative technologies can fuel rallies. The challenge, however, is that these periods also often ended in significant market corrections, underscoring the cyclical nature of markets and the potential for speculative excess.
Finally, for future outlook and strategy, the strength is recognizing the opportunities for continued growth driven by AI, balanced with the risks of valuation and policy shifts. A strategic approach involves diversification and scenario planning. The challenge lies in navigating the uncertainty of AI's ultimate impact and monetary policy direction, requiring investors to build resilience and adapt strategies.
This has been an incredible discussion, really highlighting how rare market conditions can offer profound lessons.
We've covered the introduction, all five sections, and dug into the detailed summary.
It's clear that understanding these historical patterns, especially concerning AI and monetary policy, is crucial for navigating the path to 2026.
Absolutely. The S&P 500's current performance is a signal, not just a statistic. By drawing wisdom from the past, we can better prepare for the opportunities and challenges that lie ahead. Thanks for joining us on the Mbaga Media Finance Podcast.